Jen Neff, your turn. Jen also has a testimony about speaking in tongues. I really find these interesting.
So when we first came here, we used to go to Baptist churches, and the Lord showed me a lot of things, you know, in the Baptist church. And one of the things that he taught me was that the gifts are real, and they're for today. And one of the pastors at the church said, you know, well, at least you don't believe in tongues. And whenever, anyway, when we came here, I was excited because I was like, you know, the Lord is teaching me that this stuff is real and is for today. So I was asking the Lord for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying about it. And I came forward and prayed with Nicole a couple of times to receive it, and he didn't give it to me. And so, you know, and I'd heard about tarrying and things, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep asking. But after a while, I started to feel, like, sad. Like, I don't know. I see that this is a promise, and I see that it applies to his children, and it's still for today, but I felt, like, really bad. And so I just cried, which I'm not a weepy person at all, if you know me. And if I am going to cry, it's probably because I'm really mad, and I have, like, tunnel vision, and I'm like, but I'm just not that girl. But I just really cried, and I was like, Lord, you know, what's the problem? I don't understand. And I just really cried. I was like, Lord, this is real and is for today, and I know it. So tell me what's the problem. And anyway, that night he gave me a dream, and he showed me that my heart wasn't in a good place with somebody. And he showed me that I needed to get my heart in gear, basically in gear. Like, okay, you know, you're not in the right position with this person. And so I was like, okay, Lord. And I just prayed about it. And I was like, I want to be in the right position. I want to be surrendered. I don't want, you know, to have this attitude anymore. And just help me with that. And so the one Sunday, and so he did, and he was doing that. And so, you know, I felt like he fixed it with my, you know, going along, okay? So anyway, the one Sunday morning then, the Lord in my dreams was telling me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in my dreams that night. And then I got a text from somebody who I don't really talk to very often at all, and it was about receiving from the Lord this morning, and it was a Sunday morning. And so I felt like because I had had that dream and the person sent me the text, I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go forward again. And so I did. I went forward, and I prayed with Nicole and Pastor Kirk. And, you know, I'm a really analytical person. Like, I just want to figure things out, and I'm, like, the kind of person that just, like, tries to pick things apart, like, exactly what's going on here. And I just am. I don't try to figure things out. And but the Lord had showed me you know, I could trust him. He's trustworthy, and he is good, and he's faithful. And so, and in the passage, Luke 11:13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? And so even though I don't have to fully understand it, I trust him. Well, I remember praying with Pastor Kirk, and he was saying, you're just going to shift gears. I remember him saying that. You're just going to shift gears. And like me being an analytical person, I'm just like, I have no idea what that even means. I'm going to shift gears. And I'm just like, literally. And you're just going to let it go. And I was just like, I don't even understand what that means. But I just was like, okay, I trust the Lord, and he's good. And he has this gift, and it's definitely for today, and it still applies. And he told me, you know, basically I'm going to receive it this morning. I was like, okay. So in prayer, I was just praying, and I was saying, you know, in English, I was asking for it, and then in English, I was just praising him. And I remember Pastor Kirk and Nicole were praying in tongues, but they were praying really loud to me, to my ears. And so I was just praying in English and telling the Lord how good he is and how faithful he is and trustworthy and just amazing and going on and on. And then I heard myself praying in tongues. And then I was just like, is that me? I literally put my ear down because I was like, is that? And it was. And I was praying in tongues, and I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, I guess he shifted my gears because I don't even, he shifted the gear. So And then, but when I went home, I had a lot of doubt because I'm an analytical person. And I honestly do believe, though, that the enemy was trying to make me think it's not real. So, I mean, I'm sure there was other things, but I felt like I was like in a twister. It was just like, oh my goodness, like all this stuff. And I thought, oh my goodness, like, I don't know if this is real. There was a lot. It was a lot. And I think partly because I'm analytical, I'm trying to figure it out. And I don't know. That doesn't sound, I'm not sure. Is that enough variety to be a language? I don't really know. And I'm just like, what? I think I said that again. I think that's the same thing. And I was trying to figure it out. Well, in the middle of it, the Lord gave me the passage, and he said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is not fruitful. And I was in the middle of praying when he said it, so it was totally him because it wasn't me. I mean, I knew that passage, but he was like, here you go. This is what you need. So I was like relaxed, and I was like, okay, you know, this is not supposed to be fruitful, so I'm not going to understand it. So anyway, not too long after that, Micah, my little guy, after dinner, he touched the top of the stove. We had like the electric kind where you couldn't tell that it was hot because it was just all black. And he touched the top of the stove with his little baby hand and really burnt his hand on one of the burners after dinner. And so immediately I put his hand in ice water bucket. And he was miserable, 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 crying and miserable. Well, finally, it's bedtime, and we're trying to get him to go to sleep, and he has his hand in this ice bucket, and he's just crying, and he's miserable. And I felt like the Lord was telling me to pray in tongues for him. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, like, I don't know what to do. But Matt's there, and Bella's there. We're all there because he's miserable, and we're all like, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to pray in tongues for him, but you know, Matt didn't even really believe in it. And, you know, it was just so new. And it was like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to do this out loud right now. But I felt like, you know, Lord, if you're going to use it, I mean, I don't want him to be suffering. So, so I grabbed a hold of him and I started praying in tongues out loud. And I literally felt like a current go through my body while I was praying in tongues. And then he fell asleep and his hand came out of the bucket. And he slept through the whole entire night. And the next morning, he was playing in the sand and grabbing his bicycle gear, you know, things. And that was a miracle. It was totally a miracle because he really, I mean, he wouldn't have been grabbing things the next day. I can just tell you that as a nurse for sure. He would have not been grabbing things. But he was playing in a sandbox and grabbing his bicycle. So the Lord just healed him. I mean, he still had a mark, but he was just going about business as usual the next day. So the Lord really did that. Amen. It was exciting.